Red Snow, written by Will Dean and read by Maya Lind.
For Alfred, always. Chapter 1. There's a Volvo down in the ditch, and I'd say it's been there a while. I touch the brakes, and my truck comes to a stop nice and easy. Studded tires, biting into ice, and bringing me to a silent standstill. It's all silent up here. White and utterly, utterly silent. The display on my dash reads minus 19 Celsius. I pull on my hat and move the ear flaps so they don't mess with my hearing aids. And then I turn up the heat and leave the engine idling and open my door and step down. The Volvo looks like an ice cube. All straight lines and sparkling crystals. No signs of life. Not a color or a feature to look at. It's leaning down hard to the right, so I'm roughly level with the driver's side window. I knock. My gloved knuckle sounds dull on the frosted glass, so I rub my hand over the window, but it's blasted solid with ice. I step back, cold air burning my dried-out cheeks. Need more creams, better creams, prescription winter creams. My mobile has no reception here, so I look around and then head back to my pickup and grab my scraper. One from a collection of three. You can never be too careful. From my Helix doorwell. As I scrape the Volvo window, the noise hits my aids like the sound of scaffolding poles being chewed by a log chipper. I start to get through. Jagged ice shards spraying this way and that. And then I see his face. I scrape harder, faster. "Can you hear me?" I yell. "Are you okay?" But he is not okay. I can see the frost on his mustache and the solid ice flows running down from each nostril. He is dead still. I keep scraping and pull the door handle, but it's either locked or frozen solid or both. My breath looks nervous in front of my face. Clouds of vapor between me and him, between my cheap mascara and his crystallized eyelashes. I've seen enough death these past 6 months, more than enough. I knock on the glass again and strain at the door handle. And then his eyes snap open. I pull back, my thick rubber soles loosing perches on the shiny white beneath. He doesn't move. He just looks. "Are you okay?" I ask. He stares at me. His body is perfectly still, his head unmoving, but his grey-blue eyes are on me, searching, asking questions. And then he sniffs and shakes his head and nods a kind of passive-aggressive, "Thanks, but I got this," dismissal, which is frankly ridiculous. "My name is Tuva Modusson. Let me drive you into Gavrik. Let me call someone for you." The frozen snot in his mustache creaks and splinters, and he mouths, "I'm fine." And I can read his lips pretty well, over 20 years of practice. I pull on his door handle, my neck getting hot. And then it starts to give, so I pull harder, and the ice cracks and the door swings up a little. It's heavy at this angle. "You trying to snap my cables?" he says. "Sorry?" "It's about minus 20 out here, I'd say, and you just yanked my door open like it's a treasure chest. Best way to break a door handle cable." "You want to warm up in my truck?" I say. "I can call breakdown." He looks out toward my truck, like he's deciding if it's a suitable vehicle to save his life, and I look at him and at the layers of clothes he's entombed himself in. A jacket that must contain 5 or 6 other jackets, judging by its bulk, and blankets over his knees, and thick ski gloves, and I can see 3 hats, all different colors. He coughs and spits, and then says, "I'll come over just to warm up, just for a minute." "Well, thanks for doing me that favor, Mr. Värmland Charm Champion."